Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now on OMF.
What Teddy did, he had a great passion for it. Always working hard.
Patriots Hall of Famer and New England legend.
Stop tweeting and get in your playbook.
Three-time Super Bowl champ. The best football analyst anywhere on the Boston airwaves.
It is intercepted by Teddy Bruschi. Teddy Bruschi has done it again.
Full tilt, full time.
Time for our weekly get-together with our buddy Teddy Bruschi. It is all brought to you by Shaw's. Teddy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Big O, what's going on, fellas?
Everything is good. Everything I shouldn't say everything is good. Everything is good with the exception of the Patriots offense. So we start with offensive line injuries, no running game, no Devlin, not much from the tight ends. Receivers are beaten up. You lose your kicker. Is this team really going to be challenged now offensively for a while, Teddy?
Well, I'm telling you, guys, they've been trying to find an identity. They got a little hiccup in terms of what they thought they were going to be with Antonio Brown, and then all of a sudden that's taken away. So now they're starting from scratch, basically, on who we are going to be. And you can't just go back to, okay, let's just try to be a power-running football team again when, you know, those 6 or 7 yard runs are now becoming 2 and 3 yard runs. And so your play calling just takes a drastic hit. So, you know, they're going up against the team this week, though. It's going to help because they want to work some new receivers in to try to figure some things out because they just got an awful defense back there. They give up big plays. They give up passing yards. There's free runners to every game that you watch this year. So the Redskins are going to struggle there. And so maybe this is an opponent where you can start to find some type of identity where you try to develop some of our younger guys, and maybe we're receiver-based. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, it's like a get-back-on-track game, you know? Like,
exactly, yeah.
So last week, you were mocking me. Uh-oh. I was talking about the Buffalo Bills, and I said, hey, you know what? I kind of looking at it, and, you know, seems like they're trying to get their act together. Did you expect them, did you see them playing them as tough as they did up there? I mean, I know they always play them well, but this one, barring like maybe Josh Allen getting apologized first?
Well, of course, I'll always apologize to you, man. You're my buddy. You know, don't take anything personally. But you know, I love you, Foyer.
But do you mean it, though, Teddy? Do you really mean it, Teddy?
At least you didn't get the exemption line this week, huh?
No. That was Lou.
There's no place for jokes.
Okay. All right. Listen. Buffalo. You know, there's another aspect of the Patriots that makes them better than any other team, in my opinion. And late in that game, when it was a 6-point game, okay, and they didn't try to press. It's when they played that punting game late in the game, all right? 3 and out, they're backed up inside the 20, inside the 10, whatever it may be. Then they punt, all right? They get the ball back, they stop, then they punt again. It's almost like, we've got the lead, they're telling these other teams, and we're daring you. You're going to have to win the game. We're not going to lose it because I think they knew what type of game they were in. That's what I recognize and how a way they can also win football games. I didn't anticipate that game being that close, but then I saw, you know, their mentality of, listen, this is just the way we have to do it now. So it was another way to win the football game. The defense, of course, coming up with those plays at the end. You just can't just not give the linebackers enough credit like Van Noy and Collins for stepping up on a short man day. I think the high time was out. So Van Noy's done everything they've asked of him. The linebackers, the defense, they're carrying the team. But honestly, it's a dangerous way to live. Because if you have to need your defense every single week to force 3 turnovers, force 4 turnovers, and you're not putting up production offensively, you're going to lose a few because consistently on a basis like that, I don't think any defense can get that type of production from the turnover stat.
Hey, Teddy, what was your take on the Jonathan Jones hit on Josh Allen?
man, you know, I saw everybody about, and I saw McDermott, what he said about it after the game. Like, there's no place in the game for that. I don't know what he's talking about, because he was 100% turned into a runner with intentions. Because you can read a quarterback's intentions, too, within 5 yards of it. And then he starts to drop, and you know what's going to stop. And then the officials will spot the ball where he started that slide. But this guy was not only running and leaning forward, he was getting tackled. And for me as a defender, that equation says, let him have it. And that's what he should have done, and that's what happens. And I'm glad that there's still a part of a defensive mentality that's what you just have to do, no matter the repercussions of the penalty or the fine or what anybody's going to say or anything like that. There comes a point of no return where you still just got to let somebody have it, and I'm glad he did.
I want to go back to what you just said about living dangerously in depending on your defense to actually score in these games, which I totally agree with you. So it looks like we're looking for a showdown between New England and Kansas City. I'm not sure. Maybe you think differently. I'm not sure there's anybody else in the conference out there. They're going to meet on December 8th, and then they're going to meet probably in the postseason. So you got one team that can score at will, but they can't stop anybody. And you got the other team that's challenged to try to put any points up on the board, and their defense is doing all. So are we really relegated to what happens on December 8th and in that showdown in the playoffs? Is offense going to prevail? Who makes the mistakes? Offense or defense? And that's going to decide who wins this thing.
Yeah, and who has the more complete team? Who has the better special teams unit? What defense makes the better plays? What offense plays the type of style that takes care of the football? I mean, you know Mahomes, he's going to try to do everything he can to push the ball down the field. That's a risky lifestyle as an offensive player. Even in the playoffs, say when you're playing a game that's going to be close to the vest, you know, that's something you don't want to be careless with the football. This is where a lot of coaching comes into play. You know, a lot of coaching comes into play because complementary football comes into play because, you know, you have maybe a strong unit, but you don't have as much as a strong unit on the other side. So how they complement each other is going to be important.
Yeah, you also mentioned, so I'm assuming you're aware that Gostkowski is on IR now, right? Do you hear about that?
Yes.
Okay. So you mentioned these close games. You got Kansas City. Now, one of the things you mentioned was special teams, you know, field goal kicking, extra point. How big of a loss is that, knowing how important those points are going to be come December?
Yeah, I mean, this is something Gostkowski's been dealing with for a little while also in terms of a leg. So, I mean, it's that leg, it's like a golf swing. You guys know that. Any little one thing is off in the hip or the knee or whatever it may be, and then all of a sudden your accuracy struggles. So to bring in somebody, you know, I don't know who they're working out or anything like that, somebody unproven. I know there's you know, people can say, well, Gostkowski also missed some kicks, but still, wouldn't you rather have a guy that's been in there in those pressure moments who's just going to focus on the kick and not feel any pressure? So that's another aspect of it you have to consider, definitely.
You know, Terry, last couple of weeks we've heard Tom Brady, whether it's with Scratchy at halftime or even last week with our morning show, talking about how you need experienced guys, you know, and relying on young guys. He appreciates the hard work, but it doesn't seem like it's the way to go. So how concerning is that when you start looking around saying, like, as you mentioned, you got to try to get some of these young guys involved, N'Keal Harry coming back later in the year, but if he's not buying into the young guys, I'm not so sure they got enough veterans here.
Yeah, especially a veteran that those moments come and you know how they're going to react. You know how, you know, an Edelman's going to react. You know those veterans that have been in those moments. And so, I mean, even over to the defensive side of the ball, I mean, having a safety or a cornerback as a linebacker, knowing where he's going to be, what kind of techniques he's going to play, and he's going to do it right, it's sort of a comforting feeling. When you have indecision, I can imagine, especially at the quarterback, you got four wides out there, and you got indecision if a guy's not going to be in the right spot and run the right route. All of a sudden, your three reads only turns to 1.5, because if that guy's not open, I'm going to the back. And all of a sudden it's a check down and you hope that he breaks 3 tackles to get 7 yards. So that's what he's talking about, because when you're out there and you got all those reads, and even as a defender, I see this guy and that guy and that guy and that guy. Okay, yeah, that's nothing over there. Those are donkeys. Okay, those are decoys, we used to call them. Let's just focus over here. That's what you do defensively, because you can sense the same thing based on target ratio, based on tendencies of the quarterback, where he leans, I mean, who he who he has the relationship with, defenses can also play that way.
You know, I just want to go back to the kicker situation. I want you to just bring me into the locker room. Because I'm just because I feel like there's a woe is me mentality, especially on the offensive side of the football, not on the defensive side of the football, because they've been unbelievably healthy. It's say Adam Vinatieri goes down, you've been taking on water. Like, what is the mentality with those guys? Like, is it a woe is me mentality, or is it just as simple as like, yeah, this is just the way business is, and we'll be fine? I'm trying to have you tell me like what are they saying in the locker room right now about the situation that the offense is in.
It depends on where you're at in terms of the levels of how deep in the pool do you have to go. And right now, they're pretty deep, Foyer. I mean, okay, there's one, there's two, we're okay. We're going to be fine. There's him, then there's him. Okay, that's okay. Okay, Devlin, oh, shoot. Andrews, too. And then you're going, you're checking more often. It's like, Who else do we have? So you get to, you can... Mental toughness is one thing, and I believe in it. And do I think they have it? Yes, they do. But there's still a point. The most mentally tough guys are going to be like, man, we got nobody left, fellas. And so they're close to that point where, I mean, even the coaches, you start to think about, okay, we can't do that anymore. That option is gone. So now we have to look at something else, bring in someone else, or this guy is either he comes up big for us, this young kid, or we're in trouble.
Change decisions by the coach as well. All right, we got to have you be the judge of this. Fourier's becoming like an old man. All he does is bitch about the old days were so much better than the days today and whatever. So Matthew Slater, they win up in Buffalo, and, you know, the offense doesn't play well, but they win in Buffalo, okay? It's not easy to win a game on a given Sunday in the National Football League. And he criticized the post-game celebration with Matthew Slater and said, oh, Bruschi would have done much better.
He didn't seem like he was into it.
Yeah, exactly. He wasn't into it.
They did win the game, did they not?
They did. So you listen to it, and Bruschi, we want you to judge it. Here it is, Matthew
Slater.
Okay.
And I tell you what, we're going to have a lot more games like we did today than what the first three were. A quarter of the way done. Let's keep fighting. Bring it in here. Sure. How do we feel about being 4-0, though, fellas?
Give me a grade.
You need more emotion than that, Teddy.
All right. I'm giving that a B-.
Oh.
I got to give it a B- because what I'm anticipating is this. They got a mouthful of Belichick before that breakdown. So Belichick saying, we didn't do this, we didn't do that, we didn't do that, see you tomorrow, whatever it was. But you always got to, just the secret is you always got to give that same tone as Belichick, and then you sort of sense it's the way you got to be saying, okay, screw Belichick now. Now, you know what I mean? So yes, you got to turn it around at the end.
So he was a little shell-shocked, right? He couldn't own it. Maybe he had a good game. He had a touchdown. Matthew Slater had a touchdown, so he has a lot to be excited about. Yeah.
Right, so here was the breakdown. Somebody else, Brady, somebody else. Hightower had to come in. No, Slater. Hold up, buddy. I got this. Slater getting the first touchdown? You break it down.
See, but Teddy, you might have hit it. Belichick might have already set the mood, and the mood wasn't.
You were too kind. B minus. I would have thought like C minus.
See, that's the thing, though. I didn't care what mood Belichick set. We just won the game, coach. This is our 24 hours. Get out of here.
See, this is amazing. Hold on. This is what I expect every single time.
How do we feel about a victory? Woo! Oh,
yeah! You know.
All right, Teddy, we'll talk to you next week. Have a good one, bud.
Thanks, guys. See you.
I'll see you later. Teddy Bruschi right here on OMF. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.